That's an Irish tune called Ash Grove, and it was it's had several different incarnations of words. Good evening. We have quite a few. This is sort of a enlarged version of the lift here, and so we're going to declare it immediately a Lutheran free zone, and you're allowed to move during this performance. And, okay. I'm going to start with a song by Loudon Wainwright III. This is called Thick and Thin. Right is Dane Johnson. I'm Rolf Vegdahl. Through thick and thin, draw, lose, or win, to the bitter end, you'll be a friend of mine. Right from the start, straight from the heart, entree a la carte, a partner in crime. At home and abroad, I've scratched and I've clawed, but I am not overawed by awful success. I found the ways and the means not to go to extremes. It's not as hard as it seems, but my dreams are a mess. Section 2 of the Times speaks of artistic crimes. It's all nickel and dime stuff. It's timid and tame. And here on the East Coast, a man bleeds the most. Page 6 of the Post, they play a most dangerous game. The fathers and sons, the tensions in tongues, they're not the only ones. It runs in families. And sometimes it bombs between daughters and moms. Sing some entry-type songs and kindly drop to your knees.
thick and thin, draw, lose, or win. To the bitter end, you'll be a friend of mine. Right from the start, straight from the heart, entree a la carte, partner in crime.
Thank you. Gary, will you find a capo in that case there? You got one? Okay, it's for the next song. Where is it for this one? This is called A Hammer Dulcimer, and it was built in the carpentry shop of the Holden Village, this obscure mining town. Dane's being shy. This is Scully's reel. That's all I know about it. It's here on the music. Thank you. This is one of the from the peace and nonviolence groups that Danes belong to. It's called Smash the Windows. He looks kind of like calm and collected, you know? I think this was after a big Sunday dinner. Decided to learn this song. Thank you, Dane. Now we're going to hear some songs from Gary, Sharon, and Amy.
This song's called Sitting in the Cascade, and I wrote it about two springs ago when I was sitting up by Lyman Lake, just sitting out on a rock, basking in the sun. It was one of those ideal spring days, and the snow had just thawed, and it was just a kind of an ecstatic experience sitting out in the sunshine. Ready?
I'm feeling so fine. Just sitting in the sunshine, drinking Mother Nature's wine. There's a river that's flowing by, the clouds are dancing in the sky. And something deep within me, you know, it can tell that you're here. And today you are here. And tomorrow you'll be there. And I can feel you everywhere. Every man and every woman is a star. They say every number is infinite. You know there is no difference at all. as it was in the beginning, it's gonna be in the end. The power, it comes down, and then it goes back again. And today, you are here, and tomorrow, you'll be there, and I can feel you everywhere. I'll be a man for you, and together we will see love's reflections in the pool. And when our heads are mourning for what they have lost, then our spirits will be rejoicing for what they have found. The pearl of great price that was buried in the ground. And today, you are here, and tomorrow, you'll be there. I can feel you everywhere.
Thank you. Thanks. There's going to be a few other people, I guess. A bass player, and Chris is going to play the drum. This song is called... All right. All right. This one's called Spiral of Friends, and I wrote it up to the rainbow on the mountaintop last year, so it's kind of my reflections about that. It's about a group of friends or everybody being connected in some way. So, all right. All set. One, two, three, four.
I went to a wedding where the water, it turned to wine. You know, the river of love, it started to flow. I went to a wedding where the two, they became one. There was a unification of their mind, their body and their soul. And everybody was dancing, and all the brothers, they dropped by. You know the sisters of mercy, they all were there too. There was song and celebration beneath the starlit sky. There was a great gathering of the spiral of friends. And all the people, they were coming from all over this world. When they got together, you know they spoke these words. They said, we're tired of pain, and we're tired of war, and it's time for us to grow and celebrate. Colors of the rainbow. Well, I went to a city where the streets were paved with gold, where the lion laid down with the lamb. I went to a city where all the pilgrims they go. There was a great gathering of all the children of Abraham. And all the people, they were coming from all over this world. And when they got together, you know they spoke this words. They said, we're tired of pain, we're tired of war, and it's time for us to grow and celebrate the colors of the rainbow.
Sharon's going to sing a few songs. Thanks.
Those were two compositions by Gary.
Okay, I'm going to change my image a little bit here.
Yeah.
Okay, here.
Someone
well, I need
it.
A little bit of room for this song. All right, now, without getting a little too...
Where are the sequins?
Okay, without getting a little too laborious about this explanation, this next song is a song that's a real fun song. I like it a lot. It's a song that tells the story of the great peace march that I was on in 1986, where we walked from Los Angeles to Washington, D.C. It took us 9 months, and my girlfriend Roberta's here. We were tent mates the whole march. She came up to visit. And I have to just give you a few details, or the song won't make any sense. We started out with an organization in L.A. that had organized the march and had taken a long time to do it. And 2 weeks into the march, the organization collapsed and declared bankruptcy and told all of us marchers to go home. So out of the 1,200 that started, 400 of us decided to hang on and you know, kind of recreate it and put some time into organizing it and start it again. So we did, and we just went on donations. We went on the generosity of the American people. We reformed in Barstow, California, which is on the east side of the state. And all across the country got donations. People took care of us. People took us into their homes. Some nights, I mean, we slept in tents every night, but when it was raining and stuff, or if people wanted to come out and meet us, they took us home to sleep in their bed for a night and talk with them and visit with them. We also did some protesting actions at the Nevada test site, which is the main site, of course, in this country for testing nuclear weapons, and at a few other bases. And some people got arrested, other people just supported it, but we try to do some protesting too. At the very end, we did an action at the DOE, which is the Department of Energy in Washington, and we're almost successful, but then the Greenpeace, which is a pretty radical peace group, kind of helped us along with it. So these are some of the details that the song goes into. And if you catch on to the chorus, feel welcome to sing it. Okay, should I give you a timing? One, two, can you give me a little introduction? One, two, three, four. We're walking the land in a comfortable way when the company went broke. What could we say? We were stuck in the desert without no way to get back to our hometown. Well, I was sitting in my tent wondering what to do when the fog all cleared, the idea came through. Hey, we'd do it ourselves and do it better too, 'cause that's the way that the world goes around. That's the way that the world goes round. You're up one day, the next you're down. It's a half an inch of water and you think you're gonna drown. That's the way that the world goes round. Standing in line for my kashi and rice, never ate it before, but it have to suffice. When you're a marcher, you get what you can. The money ran out long ago. Stuck in Barstow for quite a few days with the water truck gone, but the good feeling stayed, and that's something that can never be taken away. That's the way that the world goes around. That's the way that the world goes round. You're up one day, the next you're down. It's a half an inch of water and you think you're gonna drown. That's the way that the world goes round. Came into town just the other day and had no idea where we would stay. Fritz and Paula said, come on our way, there's plenty of room on the floor. Well, they treated us just like family. They showered and fed us all for free. Incredible generosity is what makes the world go around. That's the way that the world goes round. You're up one day, the next you're down. It's a half an inch of water and you think you're gonna drown. That's the way that the world goes round. With Mercury we went to stop a nuclear test. A couple hundred people ought to do it, we guessed. 81 marchers under arrest, stuck in the Beatty jail. Well, the DOE, it didn't buy our plan, but the Greenpeace folks infiltrated the land. So one less test Under the sand is what makes the world go round. Sing with me.
That's the way that the world goes round. You're up one day, next you're down. It's a half an inch of water and you think you're gonna drown. That's the way that the world goes round. That's the way that the world goes round. You're up one day, the next you're down. It's a half an inch of water and you think you're gonna drown. That's the way that the world goes round. That's the way that the world goes round. That's the way that the world goes round.
Thank you. Okay, now Amy and I are going to do a number, another change of image. Now we're going to change our image to a Tennessee evangelist woman named Amy Grant. And there's a song that both Amy and I like of the singer Amy Grant. And so she's kind of a real Tennessee Bible girl, and she's got a real good song.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When I feel afraid, I think I've lost my way. Still, you're there right beside me. Nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I will not forget your love for me, and yet my heart ever is wandering. Jesus, be my guide and hold me by your side. I will love you to the end.
Thank you.
There's a group that's been terrorizing the village. Well, some of the group's been here all summer, and some's been here, it seems like, all summer. It's Mad Marcus and the Yuh-uh-uh-uhs. Come on in.
You're so ugly. It's beautiful. You're smiling. This is sponsored by K&K Trail Products, Incorporated. We're only gonna do one song that we don't do encores. Is that right?
Yes.
Yo. How did I get mixed up with this group? Bob is a plant in my room. Bob is just a figment of my doom.
Yes, yes, yes.
Bob is a plant in my room. I water Bob every afternoon.
Yes, I do, yes, I do.
Just the other day,
uh-oh,
I saw Bob.
Uh-oh.
I said, Bob, what's it like to be a plant? What's it like to shun romance? What's it like to never sweat?
Good, good, cool, I bet.
What's it like to be so mean? What's it like to be so green? I don't care, I don't know.
Ask Joe.
Joe is a dog in my yard. Joe is kind of fun, he's quite a card.
He is, yes, he is.
Joe is a dog in my yard. Joe eats meat, but he won't touch lard.
No, he won't, no, he won't.
Just the other day,
uh-oh,
I saw Joe. I said,
Joe,
what's it like to be a dog? What's it like to chase frogs? What's it like to chew on bones? Na 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 na. Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear.
Go ask Claire.
Claire was a mouse in my flat. Claire was eaten Tuesday by the cat.
Meow.
Get out of here.
Please welcome Chris Borges. He's even clean. He's even clean. Rolf said short introductions. You may think I'm foolish for the foolish things that I do. You may wonder how come I love you when you get on my nerves like you do. Baby, you know you bug me. There ain't no secret about that. So come on over here and hug me. And honey, I'll spill the facts. Honey, it ain't your money, 'cause I've got plenty of that. I love you for your pink Cadillac, crushed velvet seats, riding in the back.
oozing down the streets, waving to the girls, feeling out of sight, spending all my money on a Saturday night. Honey, I just wonder what you do there in the back of your pink Cadillac, pink Cadillac. Way back in the Bible, temptations always come around. There's always somebody tempting somebody into something they know is wrong. Well, they tempt you, sir, with silver, and they tempt you, man, with gold, and they tempt you with the pleasures that the flesh does surely hold. They say that Eve tempted Adam with an apple, but I ain't going for that. I know it was a pink Cadillac, crushed velvet seats, riding in the back, oozing down the streets, waving to the girls, feeling out of sight, spending all the money on a Saturday night. Honey, I just wonder what it feels like in the back of your pink Cadillac. They get left. Some folks say it's too big, it uses too much gas. Some folks say it's too old, or that it goes too fast. But my love, it's better than a Honda, it's better than a Subaru. Hey man, there's only one car, and one thing that'll do. Anyway, we don't have to drive it, honey, we can park it out and back. Have a party in your pink Cadillac, cross velvet seats, riding in the back, oozing down the streets, waving to the girls, feeling out of sight, spending all my money on a Saturday night. Honey, I just wonder what you do there in the back of your pink Cadillac, pink Cadillac.
Bruce Springsteen song. Patron musician for mechanics. Thank you.
Thank you.
strings on. Well, let's see. Somebody kind of requested a love song. And I mentioned that to somebody else, and they said, "Do you do any love songs?" This one, I guess, ends up that way. It's about emotional sewing machine leg, which is when your leg goes like this when you're doing something like climbing and you need to have steady nerves. I don't want no crazy heartaches chewing on my insides. I don't want no metal flavored gulping in my throat. I'm tired of slowly slipping, sliding down into my dark side, down into that lurking boy who needs to swim his moat. I used to hear songs about falling into love. They dribbled down my ears and drooled away when heard it all. I thought the folks that wrote them must be waxy in their eyes, or that's just what they did to earn the pay to buy the bread. I play guitar, made it sing the words I might have wrote. And if I sang, I felt I had to sound much like a toad. I figured I was just a mean old heartless sort of man who had no feelings but the ones that issued from his hands. Heartaches chewing on my insides. I don't want no metal flavored gulping in my throat. I'm tired of slowly slipping, sliding down into my dark side, down into that lurking boy who needs to swim his moat. set my feelings free. I opened up the jar, beheld the fireflies of love, and you made them fly so far. I thank you kindly, these feelings are so bright. You woke the fires that I thought might not again give life. But I wonder if you know how far my feelings lead. Did you ever stop and look and see if I'm not led too deep? I know I should be careful too, to make my walls be sound, but you took me by surprise, and now they're crumbling to the ground. Listen, let's not let it all be lost. I think that you too might be afraid like me. Turn on your warmth and let's thaw the frost. Leave behind the cold and let your heart remain. Don't let it rain.
Really do love songs.
Stash. And I feel like there's too much space in between my top lip and my nose. So I was thinking of singing like this all night. I had a music teacher in seventh grade that told me that this is the way to learn to sing, is when you're brushing your teeth in the morning to have your mouth like this and then sort of have your head back and then sing notes. I practiced a lot every morning as I brushed my teeth. Didn't do me any good. But I don't think I'll do that. I don't know, Chris. I wouldn't mind having a crazy heartache chewing on my inside.
I always wondered what went through the mind of a mechanic while they were fixing a broken fuel line.
So, speaking of crazy heartaches, those of you who have been here on a Sunday night, there we go. I know. Those of you who have been here on a Sunday night have had the pleasure, perhaps, of attending the Wilderness Challenge, the No Trace Camping and Hiking Ethic film strip that we show. It's really a delightful multimedia presentation, giving you all sorts of low trace camping techniques. Such as not digging trenches around your tent and not cutting switchbacks and all that. There's one important thing they don't tell you. I mean, they tell you all these nice things, but they don't tell you, what do you do when you fall in love with the woman that you've been hiking with? I don't know. It seems like that would be a perfect thing to include in the film strip.
I love fiction.
But... No, they just... Oh, here we go. No, I'm missing them. Oh, well, that's okay. They just stick with the standard stuff. I don't know. Maybe that comes under digging trenches or something. Anyway, that's a wilderness challenge of another kind. An experience similar to that came this song entitled Low Impact Love Affair.
Thank you. been 3 short weeks since you stepped off of the bus with a staff in your hand and wearing boots that looked as if they'd crossed a lot of land. I watched your dark eyes as they followed up the valley to the peaks above. Reflected in those eyes, I saw the mountains I had come to love. Why can't you let me have a low-impact love affair? And pack out your garbage, burning what you can. Please don't be complacent, no, just go without a trace. And when you leave, stomp out the burning flames. I'll douse the glowing coals. It wasn't long before I asked you out. You said a short hike would be fine. You look so nice, dressed in earth tones, taking care to walk in single file. Within a week, we'd hike the basin and the ridge and the mountain's face. You had granola with some dried fruit, so I brought the trowel just in case. Why can't you let me have a low-impact love affair? And pack out your garbage, burning what you can. Please don't be complacent, no, just go without a trace. And when you leave, stomp out the burning flames. I'll douse the glowing coals.
short word about this song. It evolved over the course of the second few weeks of May. I think everyone may be a little bit schizophrenic at Holden Village during that time of year, trying to find out who they are going to be as summer comes along, and what they are going to be, and what they are, and what they have been. And somehow May reminded me of the one time in my life when I discovered that I was dying and living at the same time. So this song is called Raining Pieces. And just a word of thanks to Rolf and Marty for their work on both of these songs. I think they've moved the music that I've done from the realm of quite amateur to the realm of rather amateur. So, thank you.
Dying, an element remains, an element is crying to be let in from the rain, but it is falling here, falling. Toward each other, discovering, puzzling. I'm in pieces, touching on each other, and one of us is living. One of us is gone, and one of us is giving this rainy day a song, and it is falling here, falling here, falling here, but not for long.
One last song. I decided to do it after remembering that we had this session tonight called Food Ethics and the Holden Diet, and it was great. As one of the cooks in the village, we spent time talking with people about the Holden Diet and sharing with them our food philosophy, and and they believed it.
So this song comes out of my experience as a cook, and out of seeing how we speak of having a respect at Holman Village for all living creatures, and my sudden realization one day that we talk about using live active yeast in our food, and maybe there's a bit of a contradiction there, I don't know. So this song is about a loaf of bread. It's actually written from the perspective of a loaf of bread, called Ode from a Loaf of Bread. And I think I'll capo up for this song. Oh, little loaf upon the tray, you are so small, why don't you rise up and greet the brand new day? I promise I won't let them hurt you, I heard the nice man say, as he leaned upon his big machine with lots of little blades. My life began at 5 a.m. one mid-September morn. The water said welcome to the yeast, and that's when I was born. A few big scoops of flour helped me grow up rather fat, and if I'd known what was to come, I would have stopped at that. I must have been a real sponge to be so taken in, as I let honey and oil seep into my tender skin. And then I was assaulted, and as if that's not enough, they threw in some old vegetables and other moldy stuff. Oh, little loaf upon the tray, you are so small, why don't you rise up and greet the brand new day? I promise I won't let them hurt you, I heard the nice man say, as he leaned upon his big machine with lots of little blades. I once believed the people here thought violence was wrong, that they would talk about their God and sing to her their songs. But when they started needing me, I knew it was untrue, because if Jesus is the bread of life, they wouldn't need me to. Now as I lay upon the tray, my fibers tried to grow, and then just like the other guys, my age began to show. And that's when in an instant, I figured out their plan. They'd bake me, slice me, serve me up with soup and gooey jam. Oh, little loaf upon the tray, you are so small, why don't you rise up and greet the brand new day? I promise I won't let them hurt you, I heard the nice man say, as he leaned upon his big machine with lots of little blades. I realized my only hope was not to grow a bit, but even as I thought of it, my sides began to split. And then I heard the nice man say, okay, it's time to go. And that's when he put me with my pals into the inferno. When I came out all nice and hot, I was somewhat relieved. I knew my pain was almost done, or that's what I believed. But then the little man, he came and with a nasty grin, he opened up the big machine and then he put me in. You know, some say that Holden is a synonym for fun, for whole wheat hikes and vespers and skipping in the sun. But I think all of you should know what Holden means to me. Oh, little loaf upon the tray, you were so small, why didn't you rise up to greet the brand new day? I promised I wouldn't let them hurt you, I heard the nice man say, as he put me in his big machine with lots of little blades. Thank you.
That song got a rise out of him. I played the song for Matt Haugen once when he was in first grade, and the next day he came back and recited to me word for word. and think, has he seen his father with a serious problem like this? This is called the Caffeine Junkie Blues.
Oh, my alarm went off this morning. Picked myself out of bed. The sun busted in my window, kicked me in the head. So I started rubbing my eyeballs until my whole body turned bloodshot red. When I don't get my cup of coffee, I could just as soon, I'd be better off if I was dead. So I headed for that percolator. I didn't need no excuse. I had the shakes, so shakety I couldn't even tie my brand new Red Wing shoes. And when I got to the cupboard, just like Mother Hubbard, all those South American Wonder Beans had done been used. I can't remember the last time I felt so bad. I've got those caffeine junkie blues. Halfway and I headed out my door. And what do you think I'd see me staring at me in the face but a 7-Eleven store? You never run out of coffee in almost any civilized place. Came to my surprise though to find the girl of my dreams behind the counter. I said, honey, I'll be yours if you'll pour me a 45 center. And she said, where you been? It's gone up to 60. Don't call me honey. I've got those caffeine junkie blues.
Thank you. Here's another blues song. Marty, you want to help me on this one? After that, I don't know, maybe you don't.
I want to tell a story first.
No.
Rolf saw me one morning about 6 in the morning. I had asked at 11 o'clock at night if somebody could do the chimes for me, and nobody said they could, or at least that's what Rolf thought. Actually, somebody said they would do it, but Rolf didn't hear that, so he came by our house, came into our chalet the next morning about 6:30 in the morning, came into our bedroom, stood at the foot of our bed, and woke me up to say, would you like me to play the chimes this morning for you? Said, no, somebody's playing them, but thanks for waking me up so I can hear them.
I don't think I need your help on this song. This one is about my early childhood. Thank you.
Oh, my mama was a barmaid and my daddy was a drunk. And they didn't go in for all that parental funk, so they stuck me here and drove away in their Malibu. I've got the sitting on a doorstep in a baby basket blues. I know why people always laugh when I get to that part. Oh, I don't know how I got here. I don't know where I've been. All I know right now is a sorry state my poor tummy's in. It hurts me so bad I don't know what I'm gonna do. I've got the sitting on a doorstep in a baby basket blues. I heard him pedal up on the Chronicle route. Just before he hit me, I heard the paper boy shout. He said, "Look out, baby, I'm gonna hit you with the morning news." I got the sitting on a doorstep and the extra, extra read all about it blues. Well, from my point of view, this life looks pretty mean. You know, if I had my way, I'd split this scene. But I can't walk, and I can't talk, and I think I'm coming down with a 3-day flu. And I'm only on my second day. I've got to sitting on a doorstep in a baby basket blue. I've got to sitting on a doorstep in a baby basket blue. I got the sitting on a doorstep in a baby basket blues.
Thank you. Grapefruit moon, one star shining, shining down on me. I heard that tune, and now I'm pining. Honey, can't you see? Every time I hear that melody, something breaks inside. Grapefruit moon, one star shining, can't turn back the tide. Never had no destination I could not get across. You became my inspiration. Oh, but what a cost. Every time I hear that melody, something breaks inside. That grapefruit moon, one star shining, is more than I can hide.
Okay. John tells us of a place so high above, where we'll meet in a city of love. Yes, we'll meet over yonder in that heavenly place. There we'll see each other face to face. I can almost see the lights of the city shining down on me. I can almost see the light.